Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Shantae Out Loud. It's me, Shantae Out Loud, and I of course want to start off with gratitude, thanking everyone who listens, likes, comments, reposts, shares, all of it. Just thank every one of you. Today, I want to talk about projections. And I want to talk about projections because I think that projections are something that all of us are constantly dealing with in one way or another, whether we are the projectors or, unfortunately, the projectees. And kind of what we can do to limit those interactions as much as we can, because they happen often. And it's not very nice. So I wanted to talk about projections just because as an empath, my whole life revolves around me shielding myself from the projections of other people. And I can honestly say that as I've learned to build a sense of protection around me, it is very rare that projections actually manage to hurt me now. As I've grown with this guard and kind of learned to walk with my bubble, generally the only projections that hurt me are from people who really know me as a person, who I've shared things with, people who actually have a clue. You know, I say that projections are so regular now because they are. We are constantly, through the use of online media, being subjected to the projections of other people, some who we know personally, some who we don't know personally. But there is always a sense of projection. I mean, literally, when you update that status, you are projecting something out into the world. Now, the thing to remember about projections is that they have absolutely nothing to do with you, especially when you're being projected on. Projections are all about the other person who is projecting onto you. Knowing this can make for those times when the projections are happening feel a lot less painful, because almost all projections are rooted in a form of insecurity. And insecurity starts with self. So anytime somebody is projecting onto you, it's something that they feel they don't have enough of. For me personally, my projection was judgment, and still continues very much so to be judgment. And noticing the projection of judgment that I would project onto others, I had to come to terms with recognition that I projected judgment onto others because I judge myself. I wouldn't feel the need to so easily project my judgments on other people's lives, thoughts, ideas, situations, if I was more confident in my own life, judgment, ideas, and situations. That's a hard thing to come to terms with about yourself. So knowing that has helped me really minimize the amount that I project. And even if I'm having a day where I am judgy or projecting, I also am recognizing that this is a mirror for me, and there's something about the situation that I'm projecting about that is causing me to feel insecurity rooted in myself. So this is a cause for me to come back to me and recenter myself and say, hey, what are you disappointed in yourself about that is causing you to project such judgment on others? Now, when it comes to dealing with the projections that people throw at us, there's more than just building kind of that blockage between you and others. It also is recognizing when I am projecting onto people, not just negatively, but positively. I always talk here about energetic exchanges and the fact that they should be even and plentiful with people in your life. Now, being that most of the projections that I currently face are from people who I have a tie to, it can be really hard to manage those projections. Because when the projections are coming from your mother, or they're coming from your friend, or they're coming from people who you value, it can be extremely hurtful because you are safe with them and there's a feeling of safeness with them. So to be projected on by them, it causes, like I said, insecurity and imbalance within the relationship you have. Now, when you are the projector and you are the projectee, you can recognize that both of those things suck equally and really manage to pull yourself out of the situation where you are being projected onto. And not only that, but calling out the people who are projecting onto you, just as I call out myself for being judgmental when I am projecting judgment. I say my spiritual advisor taught me the best thing in the world, which is tell people how they have you fucked up. When people project onto me, a lot of times, especially when it's people I care about, I'm kind of in the throes of it as it's happened in the moment. But once we get past that, I'm always willing to go back, especially when it's a person who I care about, a tie with, who I have a relationship with, a family member, and say, hey, you projected this onto me, and it makes me feel this way because. Now, it's important that you allow others to know of their projections and call people out on it, because people don't deserve to be at the behest of the projections of others just because you're feeling like shit. And that's kind of the root of projections. The root of projections, as I said, is about insecurity. You're feeling a certain type of way. You're feeling this has triggered you in some way or the other. So you are now projecting this idea or this feeling or this thought or this anger, really this anger and this pain you are projecting onto me to make yourself feel better. It's actually rooted in it's actually kind of pathetic the way people choose to project. And that's stated from even when I have my worst projecting days. It's not a good thing, and it doesn't come from a good place, and it doesn't feel good to be projected onto. So as you're moving throughout your life, and being more critical of where you stand and what you do in your daily life, be sure that you aren't projecting onto people. And if you find that you are, ask yourself what your reasoning for those projections are. Are you feeling insecure? Are you feeling less than stellar? Why are you feeling that way? What can you do for yourself to build the security you need to feel about the situation? To build a better a better feeling about yourself. So that way you aren't projecting your nastiness and negativity onto people who have no, who don't deserve it, who have no idea what the fuck you're even going through. And who want to treat you well. You know, it's something that we're never going to really be able to get away from, because we're going to constantly be dealing with insecure people in one shape or form in our lives. But the best way to kind of offset that projection is honestly through standing up for yourself, remaining secure in who and what you are, being strong and recognizing that what people choose to project onto you has nothing to do with you, and not allowing it to take you off of your walk and reshape your kilter. You know what you're doing. You know where you're supposed to be, and you know how you want to feel. That's the bottom line with everything. I know that I'm seeking positive, literally positive vibrations from every situation, every person I interact with. I'm also looking to give off positive vibrations to everyone I interact with, to the people who are in my life. So whenever there is a projection of negativity, of hate, of anger, of rage, of anything that is less than positive or less than stellar, I have to do my due diligence to take myself out of the equation, recognize that that projection is not mine, and not carry this on me. Because so many of us carry the projections of others on ourselves and make them a part of our reality, even if it doesn't match our narratives. Don't allow the projection of your parents, your colleagues, your friends, your partners be the reason that you feel less than. Throw that shit back at them. Because people who project have a really hard time dealing with the projections of others, often because they are victims of projections themselves. So, you know how it is. Hurt people, right? but in learning that that projection comes from a place that they're insecure in, that they are feeling lack in whatever part of their lives, and really letting them sit within that, separating yourself, sending it back to them, which, depending on where you are in your level of spirit, is kind of usually my choice personally. But just never allowing it to dampen your thoughts about you, never allowing it to make you feel small. And in the times where it does hurt and it does make you feel small, allowing yourself to be the reminder to yourself that you are big, that you are special, that you are not what that person who is projecting onto you is trying to make you out to be. So that's just all I wanted to say about projections. Manage them as much as you can. When you manage them within yourself, you can easily begin to recognize them in others and manage your interaction with those people, or manage those other people's interactions, those other people's projections towards you, if you have the strength and are willing to do so. So don't deal with anybody's projection of their bullshit onto you. You better send it back to them and keep living and being the best you can be. Feeling great about yourself, reminding yourself of the security you feel, reminding yourself of the people who love you and who you love, because it's so many. And you deserve to feel amazing, and you deserve to have people in your life who aid in projecting wondrous feelings onto you, who project love and life onto you, because that's what we want. We don't want to project insecurity, because all the projection of insecurity does is make more insecurity. That goes for anger and pain. Let's not. Let's project love. Let's project lightness. Let's project happiness and positivity and the best onto one another, because it feels fucking good to make yourself feel good, to make others feel good. You know how it is when you project life onto people. It's like when you're friend gets a new haircut and you can tell they're not really sure about it, and you get the opportunity to project that they look like the baddest bitch in the world. Like, that, how does that make you feel? It makes you feel good. So make your projections always come from a place of making you and others feel good. Seek to validate with your projections instead of hold people hostage, instead of hurt, instead of stab, shoot, like all of the nastiness of projections. Reframe it and restructure those projections to being love, to being grace, to being happiness, to making people feel whole. Because insecurities of projections are all about feeling like less. We can restructure those projections and make you and the people you are projecting on to feel more. This is how we grow each other. This is, I always tell you guys, I think on a few episodes, I've mentioned that the things that I do to make me better are effective to the collective at large. And this is, and that goes very much for positive and negative. The positive I do, the positive things and intentions I put out into the world affect the universe just as much as the negative intentions I project and put out into the universe do. So in knowing that, it's up to me to do my absolute best to do nothing but project greatness, happiness, love, peace onto people as often as I can. If that's all I can ever impart on another person, then I've done my due diligence with that person. And that's kind of just what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Manage your projections. Do your best to manage the projections of others. And when you can't, because there's only so much we can do with other people, make sure that you do not allow those projections to be stuck within you and ruin your day, ruin your mood, or ruin your self-image, okay? So thank you for listening, as always. I am Shantae Out Loud on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio, online, Breaker, I mean, literally anywhere you can find me, just Google Shantae Out Loud. I'm there, okay? Thank you guys for listening, as always. And I can't wait to see you in the next 2 weeks for more greatness. Bye.